As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, September the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in an area code 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. You may also log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. And you can also send ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. For those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning also to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Radio Liberty, or Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and all of our archives are found at oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage of this network. Precious metals strong this morning. Equities futures are weakening. Bureau rats are fleeing the ship. Talk about all of that. Millennium Development Summit, Ban Ki-moon in New York, unwomen and unchildren. Well, we'll go there as well. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be an hour ago. Gold was up 50 cents at $1,291.70. Yeah, baby. On the high side at 1290. Loving it. Up, silver is off 10 cents in early trading at 2103, hanging onto that $21 mark very nicely. Platinum, according to the Quick Hit Goes Records, we're flat on early trading at 1,631 for platinum, and palladium off $5 at $539, still a real strong place for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, rather narrow band, about $8 in there, $1,286.10 an ounce for the low, $1,294.70 for a high. But at $1,291.70, your gold is up year to year, $277.10 for a 27.31% return on your investment in RM, that beautiful precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,291.50, and we're just 20 cents above that. Now, the SPDR gold shares overnight, no big change. They're holding 1,304.17 metric tons in their treasure chest, ostensibly, or we could say reportedly, valued on the street as it is at $54.2 billion for GLD. Keep your eyes on that spider on the corner of the web, 11/11/11. Yeah, the expiration date. Make sure you've got your position well covered by then. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 22. Didn't like the numbers it heard, and we'll find out all about that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have just returned and getting my eyes back to where it needs to be over here watching the chat room. Welcome back to our Thursday, September the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Happy Thursday to you all. Let's go back into our market report one more time, go through the numbers, as we love to do each and every morning right here. Start our day off. Gold up 50 cents as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,291.70 an ounce. Silver off a dime at $21.03. Palladium off $5 at $539. And platinum flat, according to Kitco, at $1,631 an ounce. Jumping down a little further, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 22 at $10,739. The NASDAQ off 15. At 23.35, the S&P 500 closed out at 1,134, off 6 on the day. Crude oil this morning up 85 cents at $73.86 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, the U.S. dollar index, not doing all that well, up 28 basis points, climbs back up into the 80 zone again, but is standing at 80.08 over on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. Foreign exchange rates, of course, impacted by moves in the U.S. dollar index, the Canadian loonie, off 70 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents. That Mexican peso, 12.6624 pesos per dollar, or 8 cents each, fill up your peso, your pocket to, with pesos at 8 cents a pop. It moves down 23 basis points this morning. The euro off 47 basis points at $1.33. British pound up 1 basis point, up 0.01% for the British pound exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.57. And the Swiss franc, looking real nice, looking real strong, up another 0.27%. So it's about $1.01, somewhere in that vicinity. Real nice at parity with the U.S. dollar. Bond market this morning, the two-year bond yield is at 0.42%. The 10-year treasury yielding at 2.49 and the 30 at 3.68. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgage continues to move down. This morning moving down from 3.95% yesterday to 3.79%. And the 30-year is moving down to 4.31% from 4.52% yesterday. But look at the message that's being sent here. All right. This 15-year mortgage being a lower interest rate than the 30-year. Encouraging people to take a look at that 15-year mortgage. If you're out there, if you're any of the people that are out there filing an application for a mortgage, look at that 15-year very carefully. They keep moving that interest rate down a little lower, a little lower, a little lower. You know, when you get a 15-year mortgage, your payment's going to be just a little bit higher. But with a lower interest rate and a much shorter trigger on that, you can get in and out, get your business done, get that house that you're looking for, whatever it was that you were financing, you get that paid off in half the time at a fraction of the interest. So definitely do take a look at 15-year mortgages. Your mortgage brokers will generally steer you away from them. They don't like to place those. They make the big money on the 30s. But just let them know that you're savvy and go in looking for a 15-year fixed rate at 3.79%. This morning, gold holds near record high on currency fears. This off of Reuters. The article is very interesting, revealing. Spot gold was bid at $1,292 an ounce at early this morning in Greenwich Mean Time against $1,289.60 late in New York on Wednesday. U.S. gold futures for December delivery rose $1.90 to $1,294. So looking out to December's future contracts on gold at $1,294, that's a good sign that we're going to be seeing $1,300 real soon. Silver rose to a 2.5-year high at $21.21 an ounce, within a few cents of its highest since 1980. All right, you're closing in on the highest price on silver since 1980, all things considered, and was later bid at $21.06 an ounce against the $21.11. Gold prices were lifted to a record of $12.96.10 on Wednesday after the U.S. Federal Reserve indicated it was open to introducing quantitative easing to tackle the sluggish U.S. economic growth, knocking the dollar. All right? It's all happening. In the September the 12th meeting, the FOMC, we reported on that, indicated that the current subpar U.S. economic growth needs to improve, reiterating its commitment to further quantitative easing. That's called creating money out of nothing and throwing it into existence, okay? The FOMC announcement was positive for gold and, by extension, silver, with both metals rising sharply. Excuse me. I get my breath out here. If gold could dip on short-term profit-taking, its outlook remains strong in light of the QE. QE, con. This is the terminology, folks. QE1, QE2. Quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2. You're going to hear about this QE thing. All right, they coined a term. Now it's becoming an economic maxim. The dollar edged off lows on Thursday but stayed on the defensive as speculation that the Federal Reserve will soon start printing more money. All right, that's what QE is, printing more money. Drove down the Treasury yields and kept the unit near a five-month low versus the euro. All right. While a slight recovery in the U.S. currency is keeping a lid on further gains in gold, the threat of further monetary easing is providing good support for the prices. Heightened fears, this is a quote, heightened fears of the currency debasement, all right? Loaning more money into existence, printing more money, got the printing presses going. It's like clipping the corners, it's like cutting coins, all right? Heightened fears of the currency debasement that could result from an expanding Fed balance sheet, the potential for the Bank of England to follow suit, and last week's yen intervention all compound gold's medium-term allure. Of course, if you're listening yesterday, towards the end of the broadcast, I brought out the Jim Willie Golden Jackass discussion as far as Max Kaiser and his interview where they were talking about the problems that are happening over at the London Bullion Market Association. And then if you hung around and stuck with us, Mike Chambers played all three of those clips in the first hour of his broadcast, and he invited me on, and we discussed that and other topics for the next hour. So yesterday's archives are just full of good information. Do go back and check there as well. Heightened fears of the currency debasement once again could result from an expanding Fed balance sheet. All right, here's a little bit more along the same line. Let me jump over here to the economic calendar today, Thursday. As I mentioned earlier in the week, today's the day. Jobless claims come out today. Existing home sales come out. They've just been released. I'll load them during the break. But jobless claims didn't do what they wanted them to do. They came in worse than expected. Of course, this is the time. Now they're having to make up. This is how they've been doing the numbers for the past couple of years. They just keep fudging the numbers ahead. But if you recall, we had, what was it, 9 states that didn't report their unemployment numbers on the Labor Day weekend? Well, those numbers are in the mix now. This is off of Econo Day. Labor Day caused a bump in the jobless claims series. Caused a bump, all right? They didn't give all of the numbers on the week after, the Thursday following the holiday. And now we're starting to see them come into the market. Initial claims in the September 18th week, which doesn't include Labor Day, rose 12,000 to a higher than expected 465,000. So they were hiding 12,000. Now they've had to put them in, and the market doesn't like it. It's reacting as we speak. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And once again, if you haven't logged on and bookmarked becomevocallocal.com and you're not in the chat room, you're missing some really good articles being dropped in there right now. You might want to give it a consideration if you're online listening. Jump into the chat room and read some of the stuff that's being deposited in there. Sometimes there's almost a parallel thread running throughout the day during the broadcast right in the chat room. So you can find it at becomevocallocal.com. Not a whole lot else on that website at this time. But the chat room is there during the broadcast each and every day, and I pop in and out of the chat room and monitor the chat that's in there. So go ahead, jump in there if you like. Back to our discussion here again in regards to the jobless claims. The consensus was 450,000. They gave a range of 444 to 475,000. It came in actual right in the middle there, closer to the high at 465,000. And the four-week moving average was leveled out at 463.25. So things are still not looking good in the job market. We'll pick up a deeper article on that in a moment. But back to Econoday here. They say once more the Labor Day caused a bump in the jobless claims series. Initial claims in the September the 18th week, which didn't include Labor Day, rose 12,000 to a higher than expected 465,000. The prior week, which does include Labor Day, was revised 3,000 higher to 453,000. Now, if you recall, it was the happy feet on Wall Street dancing up and down about this great jobless claim that caused a spike in the markets, all right? But as we can see, with nine states not reporting, the 3,000 more came in and reports of 453,000. And I would have to say that 3,000 higher in itself appears to be a low number, considering that some of the most populous states hadn't reported. Adjustment factor in a low level of filings for the shortened week and a higher level in the following week as government offices catch up on the work. All right, they were only one day out. Well, only lost one day, but they're still claiming they're behind. That's the same mantra you hear all the time from government, you know, overworked, understaffed, and underpaid. It's the regime they live under. But the backup this year exceeded the adjustments, making for the surprise gain and raising questions. Here's the important part, and raising questions on how much initial claims are actually improving. Or you could just dial it the other way. They ain't improving. It's getting worse. The four-week average of 463,250 people, these are real people, folks. These are people sitting there on the couch this morning, head in the hand, the wife sitting beside him, children on the floor, pop's trying to figure out how he's going to make ends meet, 463,250 flooding in, standing in an unemployment line, filing their first unemployment report. All right, these are initial jobless claims. Some 20% of the population are unemployed in this country, and there's 463,000, you know, almost a half a million that just filed their first unemployment claim. Continuing claims are down 48,000 in data for September 11th week. Here the four-week average at 4.5 million is a little change from month ago comparison, blah, blah, blah. All right, so let's go back over here and take a look at some of the other reports. I've got one more right beside me I want to talk about. All right, the existing home sales. This is important. It's existing home sales. We talk about the new construction. Supposedly the new construction is up. No. Existing home sales are defeating the whole market. All right, there's a glut of houses, not only those that have been foreclosed on, but those where foreclosures are pending, and they're waiting to find a buyer. And with all of these people filing claims for unemployment, the buyers are few and far between. All right, here's the report. The healing process has begun. All right, this is how spinmeisters spin the news. The healing process has begun. This is how the National Association of Realtors describes the post stimulus housing market. The healing process has begun, all right? So you've got this large, gaping, sucking chest wound, and there's a little scab forming over in the corner, and they're all dancing around talking about how the healing process has begun. Existing home sales rose 7.6% in August to a 4.13 million annual rate, right? Now, you know that August is one of the times of the year in the real estate business where people frequently make a move. All right. Sometimes they move in the spring. Sometimes they move in the fall. It has a lot to do with moving children into a better school district. A lot of people change jobs during the summer. They've been living one place, weren't successful. And so they, when their children are out of school, they move in the summer. So you've got two phenomena. You've got the spring selling and you've got the fall buying. And so that's what we're seeing here. Nothing really unusual about that. Prices are softening, they say. What does that mean? That means that as listings turn, you know, a realtor comes out and you want to sell your house, and they look at the house and they pick a number and they pick a financing package and all of this stuff, and they put your house on the market, all right? And then 3 weeks later, the realtor calls you, and they want to schedule another appointment. Oh, Mr. Jones, I'm awful sorry. I've got to tell you that we're just not getting any calls at this price. We're going to need to drop the price and change the financing that you had in mind. You wanted all cash to seller, but maybe you're going to have to consider VA and FHA and all the other things. We're going to have to order an inspection on your property and do this and that. We really think you ought to paint the outside, need to do all the landscaping over here on the side, bring it all up to code and compliance, because really there's just no one looking at your house. And then there's 3 to 6 weeks later go by, and they come back and they tell you, well, the price really is not working. We're going to have to bring the price down to be more competitive with the other listings in the area. And that's the way it goes. All right. They just keep whittling you down. Price goes lower and lower and lower. And so here in the article, the report, it says prices are softening down 1.9% or 2% to a medium of $178,600. Good luck on that price. The gain in sales was predicted by the pending home sales report released earlier in the month, data that popped higher. Hopefully, midsummer will prove the definitive bottom for the housing market. Hopefully, the middle of this past summer will prove the definitive bottom. I don't think so. I think it's going to continue to go lower. You can't have this number of people out of work. You can't have Benjamin Bernanke looking at a long, grinding, you know, time period. No recovery really at all in sight. You know, you're going to have a continuing decline in the value of real estate, and you're going to have more and more houses on the market just standing out there. And then you've got builders that are still flooding in trying to build and sell into this market where there's no buyers. There just aren't any buyers. All right. So this is a buyer's market, not a seller's market, a buyer's market. When there are very few buyers and there's a whole lot of product, the buyers rule the day. When there are very few sellers and there's a lot of buyers out there, the sellers rule the day. All right, just simple financing. Let's go over here a little bit. See if I can find the one I wanted to talk about. I must have buried it. Let's see if I did bury it. Where is it? House Republicans. Yeah, let's go on to this one. I'm going to talk about. Well, let's see. Don't I have another one over here? Where is it? Let's see. Where are we? Got it. Got all those things in place. All right. Now let's jump over. Pardon me, folks. I'm just jumping back and forth a little bit here, which one I want to talk about. Let's talk about the Republicans right here. Now let's go to the Republicans. Let's talk politics for a minute. Republican-leaning groups are outspending their Democratic counterparts 7-1 this month. Republican-leaning groups spent almost 7 times as much as Democratic rivals during the first 3 weeks of September in an effort to sway the November 2nd congressional elections, U.S. federal disclosures records show. All right. Now, yesterday, briefly on Mike Chambers' broadcast, I brought out this fellow named Adelson, very, very wealthy Jewish man, investing heavily in Asia now. He's the guy that owns the Sands in Vegas. But we found that he's a big-time contributor to political parties, and he always votes for Israel's interests with his money bag. And so if Barry the Usurper won't launch a war on Iran, maybe the Jewish interests will support the Republicans this time around. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back once again, looking at this article, Republican-leaning groups outspending Democratic counterparts 7-1 this month. You know, we're moving up on the November election, some 40 days to go. Things are getting heated up, a lot of that. So the money's flooding in. You got to count on that. And as I mentioned prior to the break, we're talking about Sheldon Adelson yesterday briefly on Mike Chambers' broadcast, where we found that this fellow is not only, money bags deep, but he was also prone to giving a lot of money to the Republican Party and probably to any party that would support an Israeli issue. All right. And a lot of people are disappointed with the usurper's administration and the Democrats in general for not jumping in and doing more for Israel. And here's how the article continues. It says, groups with no official ties to the Republicans' party, so that's anybody taking their money wherever they want to go, all right, spent more than $17 million to help Republican candidates, according to reports filed with the Federal Election Commission. That compares with $2.6 million spent by Democratic-leaning groups. You see the way this election's going to go in November, all right? $17 million to $2.6 million. The totals through September the 21st are giving Democrats added ammunition for a proposal the Senate plans to vote on today that would make groups that engage in campaign advertising disclose their donors. All right? Groups that don't disclose their donors accounted for more than a third of the spending to aid Republican candidates. The public is under siege from advertising by shadowy interest groups. It could be the Committee of 300. New York Senator Chuckie Schumer, a pretty shadowy group himself, a Democratic leader, told reporters in Washington yesterday, the funds, which excluded spending for primaries, covered expenses such as advertising and surveys and helped counter a deficit in Republican Party spending. Lots of ways to donate money to a campaign or to a candidate without actually triggering the FEC reporting. All right. That's the fact. Two Democratic Party fundraising committees for the House and the Senate candidates reported spending $6.8 million during the same period compared with $3.7 million by their Republican counterparts. Back and forth, back and forth. One of the spenders is an anti-tax advocate, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. Sound familiar, Ron Paul? Which is organized as a nonprofit issue group and doesn't have to report its contributions to the Federal Elections Commission. It's still required, like the FEC-regulated political groups, to report spending that directly supports or opposes candidates. Again, there's lots of ways to finance campaigns and candidates without actually contributing to them. John Karsh, a spokesman for the Washington-based group, said it plans to make about $2.5 million in independent expenditures this year. It has already spent more than $1 million in three House races, opposing Democratic Representatives Ben Chandler in Kentucky and Dina Titus in Nevada, Democratic candidate Julie Lassa in Wisconsin. Republicans and trade groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, oppose the Democratic proposal that would require such groups to disclose their donors. As you know, I advocate the abolition of the existing two-party political system. There is much that we can learn from the writings of John Stuart Mill and his Representative Government, the treatise that we've discussed on several occasions. Might need to revisit and finish more of that. But the idea of the Hare system, H-A-R-E, the Hare system, or proportional representation, especially in light of the computing systems that we have today, might be an alternative. Maybe we could just get away from this nonsense about having to spend billions and billions to run. Do it up on the internet where it's inexpensive and gets out to a wide audience. If people are on the internet, that's not an excuse. They can go to the library. Lots of places to find out more about the internet and besides, you know, signing up for it. Anywho, it is a possibility that we might be able to convert to a fully electronic electoral system and have a little bit more transparency. We'll see how that works out. All 41 Senate Republicans voted to block consideration of the bill in July. Schumer said yesterday they couldn't name any Republican willing to switch positions. Stille said the Senate must act because groups are spending millions of dollars of undisclosed contributions on campaign ads. All right. Well, let's go a little deeper here. The next article. Yeah. Many of you may remember the Contract on America. You know, Newt Gingrich and all those guys. Anyway. Here's an article, Bloomberg, New News, Patrick O'Connor, James Rowley, collaboratively writing, House Republicans will announce a governing agenda, governing, governance, not government, governing agenda today that would cut federal spending, extend expiring tax cuts, and repeal the Democrats' health care law according to a draft provided by a party aide. Sound like the kind of claptrap we got out of Barry the Usurper, right? Everybody's promising Jesus is coming tomorrow, and then Jesus never comes. The program is to be released by party leaders at a hardware store in Sterling, Virginia. Man, oh man, oh man. Wasn't that the Ron Paul advertisement? Remember the people sitting around and they're, you know, chewing on straw and sitting on hay bales on the front porch? Yeah, well, the Republicans taking a card out of that deck are going to release this at a hardware store in Sterling, Virginia, as Republicans make their case to voters to retake the House majority in the November the 2nd elections. The agenda outlines our intent and how we will stand together and move this country forward. Representative Pete Sessions, a Texas Republican, told reporters yesterday. It's titled, right, get this, A Pledge to America. Can you believe this? Republican Buttards. Pinocchio, Pinocchio, Somebody please call Geppetto. Lop some cordwood off this growing proboscis. All right, titled A Pledge to America. It's like the contract on America. The plan is patterned after House Republicans' contract with America from 1994. All right, now we know that there's a lot of voters out there right now, young people, that weren't voting in 1994. So they will forget this. They don't even remember this. But we remember it here on Become Vocal Local. Republicans unveiled their earlier plan 6 weeks before elections, in which they gained the majority for the first time in 40 years. All right? They gained their majority for the first time in 40 years. They're seeking it again in this term. House Republican leader John Boehner of Ohio was an architect of the 1994 plan and the new version. Old lies for new. Democrats regained the House majority in 2006. The plan includes a number of proposals previously offered by Republicans, including a permanent extension for all income levels of tax cuts enacted under the former president, Jorge the Shrub Bush. It would repeal the Democrats' health care law, I could go for that, and replace it with, oh, God. They can't just get rid of something. No, they're going to replace it with something else, all right? Then we'll have to go through all of that. Will that be any better than this? I don't know. Left, right, left, right. Again, the Pledge to America, it would repeal the Democrats' health care law and replace it with long-standing Republican priorities, such as controlling medical malpractice costs, expanding health savings accounts, and allowing people to buy insurance policies across state lines. It would provide health coverage to the costliest Americans to insure by expanding high-risk pools and reinsurance programs. Insurance companies, quote, under Republicans, insurance companies will once again be in charge of Americans' health care, close quote. It's AIG, you know. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland said in an emailed statement, Republicans would make a full accounting of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid according to the draft, which didn't give specifics, and they never give specifics. Republicans also will seek to end government control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and require them to establish a minimum capital standard. That would save as much as $30 billion. Small businesses would get a 20% tax deduction on their incomes, and the military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, would be kept open to hold suspected terrorists. Like radical white boys who do talk radio. According to the draft, Republicans want to roll back federal spending to pre-stimulus, pre-bailout levels. Roll back federal spending to pre-stimulus levels? Oh, boy. That makes you feel wonderful, doesn't it? It doesn't make me feel particularly wonderful. But let's see what we've got here. We'll go ahead and do this. Now it's trying to reinvent being a computer. I don't know. This morning my computer seems to think that it might be a toaster. And it could be. It could very well be a toaster. Let's see what we've got going. It's going to go through this process. One of the problems that I've noticed over the last few months is that all of the little banner things on the websites these days direct and redirect and direct and redirect your computer as you're trying to scroll around on things. I think it's about time to get rid of some of these ads. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. gallons. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
All right, finally was able to get everything back going again one more time here. Let's finish out this article. I want to go to the United Nations next. Again, according to the draft, Republicans want to roll back all federal spending to pre-stimulus and pre-bailout levels. You want to believe that? You believe that? They're going to go back to the same kind of a spending spree that Jorge Bush had. They estimate this would save $100 billion in the first year. They'd also impose a net hiring freeze on non-security federal employees. On non-security federal employees. Hell, every federal employee is under a security banner, right? That's not going to help us out at all. They don't say anything here about getting rid of the Department of Homeland Security. It's all security. Remember, Agenda 21, Chapter 7.5, 6.9? The promotion of a culture of safety, the establishment of the safety cult. This is all your martial law rule world that we live in. The plan didn't estimate how much money a hiring freeze would save. Of course not. Approval of new rules. Lots more going on here. Anticipating a series of showdowns with Barry the usurper over health care and federal spending, Republicans proposed requiring congressional approval of any federal regulation that would result in more than $100 million in new annual costs to the economy. This is something they would never follow in all the years that they held the reins of power. Some of the proposed rules changes echo complaints about the legislative process by the Tea Party activists who favor lower taxes and limited government. Republicans want to establish a certification process to make sure that all bills meet a constitutional standard. My God in heaven, they've seen the Lord. They also promise to act on one major legislative issue at a time instead of bundling them into a must-pass vehicle. As if there were no must-pass vehicles under the Republican, agenda the last time around. They don't remember the Patriot Act, I guess. Obama has accused Republicans of not being serious about cutting the $1.34 trillion federal deficit because they back an extension of tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans that will cost about $700 billion over 10 years. Speaking last night at a Democratic fundraiser in New York, the usurper said past Republican policies turned record surpluses into record deficits. Left, right, left, right. The 94 contract with America spelled out a 10-point legislative agenda, while the new Republican-controlled House passed 9 of the measures. Most, including a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, failed to get Senate report. Left, right, party politics. The new plan would seek to save money by canceling unspent funds from the 814 economic stimulus plan enacted last year. Left, right, left, right. You know, that's the way it goes. This is where we're headed. Oh, wait a minute. Well, go back, jump back over to this other one. I'm still looking for the guy I'm looking for. Let me see if I can find it. It's invisible. Here it is. It is invisible, and that's the title. Invisible. Invisible women to gain under UN agency's advocacy push, Bachelet says. Written by Bill Varner, New News. Former Chilean president Michelle Bachelet, or Bachelet, B-A-C-H-E-L-E-T, you say it. Head of a new United Nations agency focused on support for women, said lack of respect for their rights is hampering maternal health gains and efforts to curb sexual violence. All right, it's like the firewood rape we spoke of the other day. All right, here's a quote. Women are almost invisible in some places, close quote, Bachelet said at the UN in New York. All right. Now listen very carefully. See if you hear Millennium Development Summit 2010 in this article. Right. Continuing, they are second-class citizens. They are seen as people without rights. It's a shame for humanity. Right. This is Bachelet, Michelle Bachelet, former Chilean president. Bachelet spoke at her first news conference since being named Under Secretary General for the agency, to be known as UNWOMEN. It's an unplan from an ungodly world, but it's to be known as UNWOMEN, UN Women. Following the announcement, this is another one of these organs and bodies right out of the United Nations. You know, so many people love the United Nations, even in England. Up in Norfolk, they like the UN. They like Agenda 21, too. Up there in what is it, Cromer, I guess it is, England. Might be listening this morning. Certainly have received a few emails in the last 24 hours over there in England. Anyway, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon yesterday unveiled a $169 billion program intended to prevent the deaths of 15 million children. What about the other children? Well, intended to prevent the deaths of 15 million children under 5 years old. I wonder what this plan is going to be all about. A $169 billion program. And save 570,000 women who would die from complications related to pregnancy and childbirth. What about the other billions of women on the planet? Well, I guess we're going to set our numbers low. The UN said commitments to the plan included $5 billion from Japan and $3.29 billion from the United Kingdom. The Seattle-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Monrovia, California-based World Vision International pledged $1.5 billion each. Y'all know how much Bill and Melinda Gates love children and women, right? They pledged $1.5 billion each, and CARE, whose headquarters is in Atlanta, Georgia, said it would donate $1.8 billion, the UN said. Corporate pledges? Corporate pledges include $840 million from White House Station, New Jersey-based Merck & Company. Well, this wouldn't be a special interest lobby, would they? And $200 million each from Brunswick, New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson and New York-based Pfizer Incorporated. If I was living in a developing country and was female with child, I would probably head for the jungle at this point. Here's a quote. This is a day we've long waited for, close quote, said Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Good old Hillary Rod Damn Clinton. You know how much she loves women and children? Oh, yeah. We don't talk about that in public. She said yesterday, a day we've waited, long waited for in New York. She announced a U.S. joint venture with the United Kingdom. Well, that's where eugenicism came from, isn't it? Australia. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to make family planning available to 120 million women by 2015. Birth control? Abortion? Uh-huh. Family planning. A day we've long waited for, said Hillary Clinton, licking her lips, sharpening her knife. She didn't say how much money was being invested in the effort or announce any additional funds. The UK-based aid group, Oxfam International, questioned the UN's assertion that the $40 billion was new pledges, saying in a statement that almost half of the cash has already been pledged elsewhere. Window dressing, smoke and mirrors, disingenuous interest in women and children. Improving the lot of women would accelerate economic development in the poorest nations. All right? That's the bottom line, folks. Follow the money. Destroying the family, making it such that it was impossible for a family, let's say of four, to survive on the wages of the husband, driving the woman into the wage market, you know, Rosie the Riveter, breaking up the family, creating Montessori's, kindergartens, you know, pre-K, you know, all of that. At what stage shall we intervene in the life of a child? Shall we meet that child first in kindergarten? Bertram Schaffner wrote years ago. Shall we meet that child in kindergarten, or shall we meet it in its mother's arms? Or shall we go before that and meet it in its mother's womb? Or shall we meet it before conception? Should we meet it in the prior generation? At what stage should we interdict in the life of a wee one? These people don't have anything in mind good for the women and children, but this is the way they lay it out. Improving the lot of women would accelerate economic development. In other words, all of these women who are today tending to their families, trying to keep their house together, these would get flooded into the job market. What about the children? Where will they go? They'll go into indoctrination centers, some of them, not all of them. Continuing, we have made the economic argument. Alice Nelson, chief executive of the Washington-based women's group Vital Voices, said in an interview, change happens when those who hold power see how it is in their interests. We need to show men that giving women a piece of the pie is not taking something away from them. Now, we'll find out more about that pie right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an affected, potentially self-harming antenna.
Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now beginning our second hour of today's transmission on our Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on our Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Lots of news on the browser. Went through a variety of news articles and economic news in the first hour. Continuing along now, we started in on the United Nations, you know, the Millennium Development Summit for 2010, just over, concluding yesterday in New York City. And prompted this particular article that I'm sharing with you from the Bloomberg website. You can go right up on Bloomberg.com and get it for yourself. All right? We're talking about the United Nations. We're talking about women and children. We're talking about birth control. We're talking about a lot of things that have to do with that. But before we go there, let me go over here, click on this, and go live. Let's go up to Canada and talk to Snake Man Jeff. Good morning, Snake.
Good morning, Will. How are you this morning? You sound a little ornery this morning.
I'm always ornery, especially when I have to talk about the United Nations.
Yeah, I can just tell there's a certain bite to your voice right now, and I was just wanting to know what exactly was or who peed in your cornflakes this morning. I think I got my answer.
I think you did. It was Von Key, and he was mooning me again.
Von Key, it was again. Gotcha. That little, anyway. This morning, not that I watch TV, I tune in through the internet, as most people do now, I guess, who claim that they don't watch television, but yet they have an internet addiction that lasts them 12 hours a day.
They must be recovering, Jeff, 12 hours a day.
That's right. It takes them 12 hours to recover. 12 on, 12 off. Clinton this morning on Joe Scarborough, MSNBC, with his placards behind him, the Clinton Global Initiative. Oddly enough, if you take those three words and you just put them into the alphabet, it's CGI, computer graphic imagery. And that's basically what Clinton's giving us, isn't he? Hillary and Bill, they're just giving us imagery, and it's just graphics, and it's just nothing but pablum. Is that correct?
That's about the way that I read the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Al Gore. They're really fond of natural and other makeups. They're really fond of PR type campaigns and those sorts of things. They paint the very interesting couples pictures, you know, although Al Gore is kind of having trouble with his other half. But you know, that's the way that the whole thing is. It's all a very carefully choreographed stage play.
And they seem to have, if I'm not mistaken, an extraordinary fixation for small children or things small, mostly children.
I'm really concerned about their fixation on children, and I'm also concerned about their fixation on women. It makes me really, the empathy switch in my heart just goes off because I know that they have nothing but loathing, despising, detesting, hate for women and children. And especially those in developing countries, you know, you just cannot read, you know, the population reduction agenda. You can't read Bertrand Russell or anybody and come up, Aldous Huxley, anybody, and come up thinking that these globalist batards have any love in their heart for the Southern Hemisphere and the people there.
I'd have to agree with you on that assessment. I met a woman who once worked for, or probably still works for, the World Bank, and she was involved in helping women overseas set up businesses in poor countries. She was so deluded and so brainwashed into what her purpose was in her work with the World Bank. I suspect that she didn't have any idea how she was harming the women she was working for.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll be back in three.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, talking about the United Nations today, talking about the United Nations promoting education, public awareness, training, women and children, and visiting with our caller from Canada, Jeff. Jeff, back to you. Is he still there? You still with me, Jeff? Let's go over here. Hold on.
Yes, I am. Are you?
Okay, there you go. Well, somehow or another, it muted you out, but you're alive again.
Oh, thank goodness. All right. We're alive again. Uh-huh. Dead again and alive again. Will, two questions for you before I let you go. One, Did you see that interview with Colin Powell the other day? I think it was Meet the Press, where he admitted that he had illegal immigrants working for him on his property.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no, I didn't. I am one of those ones that don't watch television. I generally don't even watch TV on the Internet.
I don't even watch TV on the Internet.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, the good General Powell admitted on mainstream media that he has illegal immigrants working at his house, suggested that Americans do the same and probably have some working for them right now. And I wanted to know what your comments would be with regard to the constitutionality of that and legality of that. Perhaps you could get back to us on that. And then the last question that I wanted to ask you, just because I've just been seeing a lot of press about this lately, and the fact that the GOP came out with their, you know, contract with America yesterday, basically, the Newt Gingrich smoke and mirrors that we're going to reduce taxes, repeal the Health Care Act, repeal everything, basically. And so I just wanted to know, does this hurt the Tea Party, or is the Tea Party being co-opted by the GOP still, or do you think the Tea Party has a chance in upsetting both the Republican right and the lefty Democrats, or what's the deal here, Will? I'm a little confused.
Well, I think that the Tea Party is basically an entity unto itself, all right, insofar as that the things that it is doing largely ancillary to the Republican Party. I think that they are very similar to the neocons that we found under Ronald Reagan. I think that they have a lot of people working on the side and in the background to bring in either a deal changer like the Progressive Party or something. But as far as the Republicans that I know personally and the Tea Partiers that I know personally, it's oil and water still. And so they are tolerating one another inside of this mix, but they still haven't found a way to enjoy their presence. Now, at the highest levels, of course, I think the whole system is corrupt and controlled. Now, back to the other one, Colin Powell, legality, illegality, and constitutionality of hiring illegal aliens. I think it would be a very patriotic thing for Colin Powell to do. After all, the last four or five administrations in a row have been advancing the international migration and development agenda. I mean, you couldn't make a better announcement during the Millennium Development Settlement that you had filled your yard with illegal aliens and encourage others to do the same. I mean, misery loves company, and a criminal, they don't like to stand out. So, you know, yeah, by gosh, do that. And it would really promote, you know, it would really stimulate the economy, because goodness knows, you know, we need more people at work. And if Colin Powell wants to hire wetbacks to get his yard done, well, there you go.
Well, thank you very much, William. You said that very succinctly, and I can now go back to sleep.
Okay.
Have a great morning and a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Always like to hear from Jeff from Canada. So many important points, you know, really. We've talked about the international migration and development agenda. People, if you're not aware of it, go up on the United Nations website and take a look for yourself. Find out all about it. That's why the borders are wide open. You know, I mean, as much as we could all champion for closing the borders, until you get the United Nations out of the United States and the U.S. out of the United Nations, it's all things are going to continue as they were. Not going to be a change. But let's go to our next call.
Let's go to our next call.
Right there. Hello,
right
Paul.
There. Hello, Paul.
I'm hearing a real tough. Tough connection there. I'm going to have to hang up on that caller. Caller, you're calling in on Skype. I think your settings are a little bit out of adjustment. We try again, maybe reduce the volume and call back in again. Let's get back to this article. All right. I want to talk about this. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065. The Millennium Development System or Summit, you know, 2010 out of United Nations just happened. All right. And this article, again, this is up on Bloomberg. You're going to notice in this article, as we go through this, they've never mentioned the Millennium Development Settlement. Jeff from Canada rightly called out the William Clinton's initiative. All right, that was the only place in the news this past week that even mentioned Millennium Development Summit of 2010, and that was just a one-line inclusion in that lengthy article about Clinton, the Clinton initiative. Again, the economic argument. we haven't made the economic argument. Alice Nelson, chief executive of the Washington-based women's group Vital Voices, said in an interview, change happens when those who hold power see how it is in their interests. We need to show men that giving women a piece of the pie is not taking something away from them. Who? Taking it away from men or taking it away from women? Giving women a piece of that pie. Is that a tasty pie? Is that a pie fit for a king? You know, 420 blackbirds all baked up in that little pie? I don't think it's a tasty pie for women either. All right? We see what happened in the United States in the post-Rosie the Riveter time period. We can go all the way back to our founding, our beginnings, the women in Robert Owen's socialist little town, Manchester, England, working in the spinning mills, working in the factory town. For Robert Owen, his son, comes over here, sets up another one of these utopian socialist centers. I think it was either New Freedom or New Harmony. They're both related, by the way. Whichever it was. Anyway, his son was over here. They tried to set up another one of these little utopian sweatshops. It didn't work out too well. Go up and look at the Oneida community in New York and other places. There's lots of them out there. But they were stacking the women in, you know, like cordwood. And getting them to work in their little factories, taking the children away early and putting them to work too. And then they had a company school and a company store and so on and so forth. And they separated the women from the men. They had the dormitories for the men, dormitories for the women. All right. This is the same stuff that's happening over at Foxconn. You think this is a good initiative? Have you looked through it? It sounds good. It's really nice, isn't it? Now, the women, okay? Elena Kagan, really works out. How's that working for America? You like that? Well, let's go through it a little bit further. China's premier, Wen Jiabao, said it. Well, before I go any further with Wen, let's talk about then. Let's think about it from the standpoint of looking out at the global workforce, okay, the Global Workforce Development Program. Go up and visit with Vicki Davis on her website, www.channelingreality.com. Fill your eyes, as Hal Anthony says, with the black and white there. All right? You think it's a good deal? They're looking at every possible person as a human resource. Remember, they're farming the human resources. And any woman that happens to be at home taking care of her children, taking care of a household, maybe tending a family garden, she is an undocumented worker. She is a tax source that has not been tapped. And the government, the globalists, they don't like that. They want every dime, every farthing, every sou. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this article again off of Bloomberg in regards to women, women in the workforce, women coming in. This is all for women, you know, this is all now. Women's and children's health is a must if we are to embrace a bright future. All right. Wen said, let us work together to advance this call, our cause. A June report from the UN, World Bank and other development organizations said progress has been sluggish on all fronts, from education to political decision making. And then they're going to include some other stuff here directly out of the Millennium Development Summit goals under children. I'll skip that because I want to go back there and read directly from it. All right. But they include, they just cut, copy and paste right out of the goals. But notice in here, well, you wouldn't notice, can't see it, go up on the Bloomberg website, read it for yourself. But here, all right, they don't mention the Millennium Development Summit. They don't mention the Millennium Development Summit 2010. Bachelet said UN work on women's issues has suffered from inadequate funding, that's it, always throw money at it, and fragmentation. That's because most people don't believe in it. Her office, which has proposed a proposed budget of $500 million, there's where the money's going, for 2011, consolidates four existing agencies, all right? One more head, one more agency, one more advancement, you know, move up, move out, or die. She also said economic advancement is critical to meeting all of the UN's poverty and hunger reduction aims. Again, putting everyone to work. And now, here, the only place you'll find it, all right, known as the Millennium Development Goals and to advancing democratic governance in developing countries. See, just thrown in to the middle of a lengthy sentence. The only place it's mentioned here. We have to improve the share of paid employment. There you go. That's the key. We have to improve their share of paid employment. We have to have people out of the family, out of the home, and into the workforce, workforce training. Also, as long as they provide the only care for children and the elderly, they will not have economic opportunities. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean they provide the only care for children and the elderly? Well, we do that all here with government money, right? Uncle Suck is going to take care of the children, and Uncle Suck takes care of the elderly. Make sure that the elderly all visit with the death panels, all right? And then they vaccinate all the children and give them toxic soup. The mass rapes by rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo 2 months ago. I thought we were talking about firewood rape yesterday. Now we're talking about mass rapes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congo to Darfur, Darfur to Congo. 18 miles from a UN peacekeeping unit epitomizes the lack of respect for women. Bachelet says, it's women seen as people without rights. Rights, rights. Read it for yourself. Creating UN women, creating unwomen, unwomen. We should say creating manly women is a big step towards elevating the importance of women's issues. It's the spirit of division, dividing the man against the woman. Look in the Bible for yourself. All right? Read it there for yourself. It sends a huge signal to countries that women are at the center of the agenda. All right? Go back and visit with August Comte out of his Catechism for the Positive Religion. Man shall support women. All right? And that woman would become the goddess in the positive stage, the banks, the temples. Remember all of that? Now, let's jump over here quickly while we have a moment and take the call from Nemo. Nemo de Novo. Good morning, sir. Are you there?
No, it's not Nemo there, Will. I think you. There's been a bit of a build up on the calling lines there.
It certainly looks like it because it says anonymous Nemo de Novo. But this is not the anonymous Nemo de Novo. This is the very well known Sean Surplus, aka. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Will. I don't know what's going on with the 866 number. There was a bit of an echo when Snake Man Jeff was talking, and there was a huge echo when you entered my call. But look, to get right to the point, you were talking about the feminism of the world when it comes to the UN and things of that nature. Picture this, Will. You're sitting at a table alone in a fine restaurant. A young lady walks in and is seated at a table by the gentleman that works there. The lady spills a glass of wine, and the men that work there fuss over her. They sort of walk up and say, "Sorry, madam, sorry, allow us to reseat you. You know, we'll put you somewhere else where it's nice and clean." And then you walk over and say, "Madam, please join me at my table." She replies, "Oh, no, sir, I couldn't impose. I couldn't possibly impose on your meal." To which you reply, "No, I insist. I insist. I should have offered to eat with you as soon as you walked in. As soon as you walk through that door, because you're so beautiful." You pull a chair out for her, and she sits at your table. You order two drinks, and she smiles. Whatever happened to that way of life, Will?
I don't know. I was expecting Sean, the woman at the other table, to jump up and call you a chauvinist pig. You puke.
Exactly. This is the women of today have had this thing shoved down their throats. Where, well, I'm strong enough to open my own door, thank you. I'm strong enough to pull my own chair. Rather than where we used to care for the delicacy of a woman and care for their light touch and things of that nature. Where has that gone? No, it's been taken away by the feminist movement. And the feminist movement not only turned women into men, but they turned men into women. The man has to kowtow to the woman's every scream, if you will. If something's not done exactly the way the woman wants it, then she must absolutely scream you down and put you down. It's far be it from me, Will, to say it as it is, and say that the man is the strength and goes out, does the hard work, comes back and puts food on the table. Far be it from me to recognize that. Far be it from me to recognize the beautiful and light touch of a woman and wanting to open a door for her or wanting to pull a chair out for her and offer her some wine because she spilled her wine on her own table. Far be it as men to recognize that, Will.
Well, those are wonderful times that we can remember, you know, and these are some of the things that they portray on the television, and the big silver screen was full of it. You know, it was a day, gone by, and most of it went away with the sex, drugs, and rock and roll of the 60s. It's the Aleister Crowley creep-ins, you know. But just the other day on the Bloomberg website, there was an article about, and this was one of those click-on video things, and I didn't watch it all, but I just looked at it, and I got what I needed to know out of it. But basically what it was is it was a woman athlete, a very muscular woman, who was saying that women today are looking for stronger women in the media. They want stronger talking heads. They want to see some muscle. They want to see some mass. They want to see a little bit more masculinity in their women on the media. And so it just goes to reinforce the discussion that you're bringing out insofar as that the idea of bringing women and men up onto some, kind of a specious level playing field, or bringing men down to the level of women or whatever, this is the same thing that you get out of the division between races, you know. Oh, well, we need to have, you know, equal rights between Negroes and white people, and we need to have equal rights between Negroes and whites and Hispanics, you know, and we need to have equal rights among all of the people. Well, this is the leveling concept. This goes back to early England. This is the levelers once more being rolled out on us. It divides a man against his wife. It divides the children against their parents, and it's the spirit of division that is what is destroying our whole system. People wonder why are our families all messed up? Well, it's because the children are latchkey children. Mom and dad both have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and stumble off to their jobs. The children go to the school bus stop by themselves. They come into the house before the parents come home from work. They have to sit there and occupy their time. So they play, with pornography and video games and things like that for a couple of hours. The folks come home. They're exhausted. The children are begging to go to a ball game in the evening. Dad drags them out. Mom tries to collect her senses. She tries to straighten up the house a bit. It's a mess. The whole system is a mess. But this is the world that we're living in right now, and this is what the United Nations would like to have. And again, it's all about making sure that there are no women hideouts. There are no women holdouts. There's no women out there that are actually raising their children, taking care of their husband, keeping up their house, maybe tending a family garden, and actually having a beautiful life. That's got to end. That's got to end. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Always enjoy talking with Sean. We've got Brian in Arizona on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, I know what you mean about these women. In fact, but what it is here is
they're either all broke with their hat in hand and now wanting to date guys they never would have thought of dating, or they're making money and they're acting like they're not, and they still expect you to pay for everything, open doors, and they got all the dough, and then say thank you, goodbye, on to the next one, or on to their lesbian lover at home. I mean, the women, it's become so screwed up. The Rockefellers started this. They knew that once they broke down the family, it created two mortgages, it created two car payments, two sets of insurance on both houses. It created double of everything, and then it put the kids into public schools where they could dumb them down to the point that they're dumbed down now, where their head is square like an iPod, and we'd have the mess that we're in.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is part of the agenda, and so, you know, for all of the the conversation that people could have, you know, around a fountain at a park, you know, we could all talk about, you know, equality and things like that. But once you understand the diabolical nature of this agenda and how we've been played for fools, we've been played, our sympathy strings have been played like a violin, then it starts to become less enjoyable. This kind of a discussion, you know, I've only been after this for years and years and years. And so I've read so much of their writing that I find it to be so despicable that, you know, I long for those old days, but I know that it's going to take a long time to come around, because at every level of society, from kindergarten upwards, from the womb, even the television, every segment of society, you can't get away from it. We've been reprogrammed, and we're going to have to deprogram if we want to move forward.
Yeah, I was just at the Circle K grabbing something to drink, and there was a gal in line, and she's got this harsh orange tan, like she's been sprayed on too much, or sitting in the tan booth too much, or the, you know, real expensive shoes, dress, nice car. She's talking to the guy behind her, and she's in the workforce and probably making over $100,000 a year, which is big for women out here. But just, you know, you can just tell that they're independent. They're, until they get to be about 40, and then they're all screwed up because they've never been married, they've never had kids. And God bless the ones who can make the money, but it, most of the time, it turns them into hardened people. They're not the same women that they were, you know, when your dad got married or whatever. They're just different.
Well, they are.
Career-minded, goal-oriented. And
there's a difference between, you know, the loving mother, all right, if we can use that. There's the difference between, like, let's say the homemaker, all right, the woman that actually understands what it takes to make turn a house. This is a real estate term you might understand, to turn a house into a home. It takes a lot of work. And my mother didn't work in the workforce, but she never had a day off. I mean, she worked every single day. And, you know, five children to take care of all of our life. You know, our house was never a lavish place, but it was never untidy. All of this sort of stuff goes towards making, I think, a house into a home. And this, again, this is under attack because it speaks to self-reliance. It speaks to a people that are looking first to their creator and then to themselves, the respect for the head of the household. You can't get that broken down if you're going to get people to turn always to the state. If people are always turning to the state for everything, then they won't turn to their creator, they won't turn to their religion, they won't turn to their priest, their pastor, or minister, they won't turn to the father. Mama rules the roost with a rod of iron, and everyone cowers in fear. But they all go off into these weird places, and this woman that you're talking about is typical of a lot of women in this country who were raised by basically feminist or feminist-leaning women. They had the education system drilled into their heads. They're as confused as can be, because when they do find themselves, and I can speak from personal experience, when they do find themselves in an intimate relation, they have it almost, it's almost impossible for them to make the leap. It's almost impossible for them to set aside the business suit and actually become a feminine companion to a masculine man. It's almost impossible. You've got to treat them as business equals, and on that level, the relationship might work, but it may not last, because, you know, you could be fired.
Yeah, well they become almost control freaks, and especially if they're halfway good looking. All like this one was, you know, meeting with doctors, and they tend to get their way all the time because they get into doors of these older men who are looking for a halfway good looking woman, and they think that they've got everything by the tail, And all of a sudden, every man in their life is replaceable until they get to be about 45 or 50, and the looks go away, and they've never been married, and they have no kids, and they're all, you know, all of a sudden they're all alone, and then they're putting on 4 pounds of war paint, running around to the bars looking for Mr. Wonderful, but they're such control freaks, they can never land one.
Well, this is the problem.
You
I
know?
Mean, this is something that... This is a problem, Brian, and it's something that, you know, we can, I think we can over time, you know, work through it, but our generation, my generation is going to have to, you know, basically just live with the consequences, live with the scars, and, but what we don't want to do, and I really hope we can stop it, we can nip it in the bud, we can block the globalist agenda right where we are. What we don't want to do is to pass it on to the next generation and the next generation, because they can live a better life, they deserve a better life. And we need to get back to some truth and get away from the programming. But I want to thank you for your call. I've got a couple more things I want to cover in the broadcast, but always a good call. Thank you, Brian. Okay, there goes Brian from Arizona. Always good point, salient. This, again, we're looking at the, we're now just a day off of the United Nations Millennium Development Summit held in New York City. This is the 2010. They held one in the 2005. They held one in 2000. And they're not making their goals. They're not meeting their goals, partly because they're not setting the kind of goals that can be realistically attained. If you think that because you say so, by executive fiat, that you're somehow or another going to end poverty, if that's your goal, then you're just smoking dope, all right? And these guys aren't smoking dope. They know what they're doing. They're far more sinister than that. But this is the happy face. These are the happy feet they put under these agendas. So now I'm up on the United Nations website. I've got a PDF file open in front of me. It says, We Can End Poverty, Millennium Development Goals for 2015. All right, this is a high-level plenary meeting of the General Assembly held in New York on September the 20th through the 22nd. So it was just ended yesterday. And what they're doing is going forward. Now, I'm going to give you just a little bit out of their Millennium Development. They have 8 primary goals, and this is goal number 3. Excuse me. Promote gender equality. Gender equality, all right? This is your Elena Kagan. This is your, you know, Sonia Sotomayor, all right? Gender equality. And empower women. Empower women. Bring women up in power, all right? But just listen to what we're talking about. Eliminate gender disparity in primary and secondary education, preferably by 2005. Again, go right back to the Information Control Division in occupied Germany after World War II, where Bertrand Schaffner went over there and put the German people under a microscope, and they plotted, planned, schemed, and databased how to destroy the authoritarian nature of the German people, how to reduce them down to basically serfs on the field, which they, in all essence, have become. And then what they pioneered there, and with the progressive education of John Dewey and others, they then brought home and visited on the American people. All right? And it destroyed the family. It destroyed the family all across this country, and it's going around the world. And so, again, eliminate gender disparity in primary and secondary education. This is target one, preferably by 2005. And where are they going? In primary and secondary education. At what stage do we interdict in the life of a child? Kindergarten? Before kindergarten? In the mother's arm? At her breast? In her womb? Before she and the male mate? At what point? In 2008, there were 96 girls for every 100. This is their quick facts. 96 girls for every 100 boys enrolled in primary school. Sounds pretty close to me, doesn't it? Do you? 96 and 100. 95 girls for every 100 boys in secondary schools in developing regions. The share of women employed outside of agriculture remains as low as 20% in Southern Asia, Western Asia, and Northern Africa. The global share of women in parliament continues to rise slowly. Hillary Clinton. Shall we continue? Nancy Pelosi. Really makes you feel good, doesn't it? Lena Kagan. Sonia Sotomayor reached 19% in 2010, far short of gender parity, as if it should go boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. But of course, if you listen to the broadcast, you realize that certainly in the bylaws for the Republican Party of Missouri and the Democratic Party of Missouri, the whole political system, established two-party political system in the United States, is set up on the same model, right? that the county committee man and the county committee woman of each voting precinct is going boy, girl, just like Noah's Ark. Right? What does the Bible teach you about a man that puts a woman over him, lets her become the head? As Christ is the head, so is the man at the head of the family, and so on and so forth. It's been that way in people's lives for thousands and thousands of years, but in the last 40 years, we've turned it upside down. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Certainly, we won't have enough time in today's broadcast to go through this entire section here on the number three, the goal number three, promote gender equality, empower women, right out of the Millennium Development Summit and their goals. And also, they can go to Chapter 36 in the United Nations Agenda 21 and look at promoting education, public awareness, and training. That's like dog training, okay? That's Pavlov. We could go to Chapter 25 in the same book, Children and Youth in Sustainable Development, right? United Nations Agenda. They're in your life. They're in your face. They're all over you. And they're turning things inside out and upside down. They're destroying thousands and thousands of years of wonderful living in just 60 years. United Nations, why does it still exist? Why do we allow it to stay on our shores? Why do we support it with our finances? Why do we put our military behind it? Why don't we just crush it out of existence? It was a bad idea from its inception. It's part of the, it's as close to the root of the trouble as you can get. Gender gaps in access to education have narrowed, but disparities remain high in university-level education and in some developing countries. Girls' enrollments ratios in primary and secondary schools have significantly increased in recent years. Nevertheless, the 2005 target was missed, and major challenges remain with large inequality gaps in primary education in Oceania, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Western Asia. You think that perhaps Oceania, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Western Asia are closer to the laws of nature and nature's God than Western man? You think there might be something wrong with us? You might think that there might be something wrong with the way that we have taken a nasty tack. We've put little g godmen up ahead of us and up above us, and we've put the state above all. Access to university-level education remains highly unequal, especially in sub-Saharan Africa and southern Asia. Perhaps because they have so little money in their household that they can only afford to send one to college, and they send their eldest son, that he might be able to carry on the family name, the family tradition. If they send their eldest daughter and the daughter marries, the family name goes bye-bye. I mean, I guess we've just forgotten some of the most very, you know, basic principles in life. Continuing, poverty is the main cause of unequal access to education. All right? Poverty. Not discrimination, not gender equality, poverty. Not everybody can afford to pay these outlandish prices for what they call what passes for knowledge. Women and girls in many parts of the world are forced to spend many hours. Now listen to this. This is a mantra, all right? This is crap. This is the stuff of a change agent, the global east. Women and girls in many parts of the world are forced to spend many hours fetching water. I can show you that in report after report after report, whether we're talking about water or land or inequality or equity or whatever you want to look at. That line, that mantra, you know, is used over and over again. And then they show you the pictures of the little girls. And they're standing in long lines next to some state-controlled water fountain, water spigot, a hose bib. And all the girls are standing there, and they got little hubcaps and tin pots on their heads. All right, they're standing in a line. They're spending all the many hours fetching water. You think that the people would be able to figure out how to build a bucket? You think they might be able to figure out how to put a 5-gallon bucket on wheels? Maybe these people live in the Neolithic time period. Maybe the United Nations isn't teaching them the things that they need to know, like wheels. If they're going to spend many hours walking to the well, why are they going with a hubcap balanced on their head? Why don't the women from the village get together if they're going to spend many hours and they take one or two people with a cart, a water cart? They don't do that. They don't do that. They don't teach this in the United Nations. Why? Because they'd rather have them stealing hubcaps and walking and spending many hours with a hubcap on their head. Firewood rape, water gathering rape, and all the rest of that. They don't use common sense. They don't use reason. There are other ways to solve this problem, but nobody apparently wants to solve the problem. They love the problem. They love the problem. Why? Because they can use this very phrase over and over and over again to advance the population reduction and a population control agenda. So it's useful to them, so they keep it going. Women and children, women and girls in many parts of the world are forced to spend many hours fetching water. And girls often do not attend school because of a lack of decent sanitation facilities. But they don't go out and pee in the grass like everybody else, so like the little boys. Of course they do. They do that at home, if that's really the situation. If they get pregnant, many are not allowed to continue school. Well, what's new about that? Up until the 60s, when a young girl got pregnant in our high school, she virtually disappeared off the scene. All right? Maybe she'd come back as a senior with a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old at home. Secondary education is especially important for women's empowerment, but in the poorest households, about twice as many girls of secondary school age are out of school compared to their wealthier peers. Well, hey, look around the United States of America. How many people can afford to go to college today? How many people in your local high school dropped out of high school before they finished high school? How many of the young people that graduate out of your high school go on to a 2- or 4-year college? Contact your superintendent of schools. Get your latest school report card. What they're claiming as something unusual in sub-Saharan Africa is almost commonplace in America today as well. Who could afford $100,000 worth of education? Despite progress made, men continue to outnumber women in paid employment. Up until about the 1960s, that was the status quo all across America. Why is this headline news? The share of women in paid non-agricultural wage employment is slowly increasing and globally reaching 41% in 2008. Those are all the children, all the homes that now don't have a mother in them. It is still as low as 20%, in Southern Asia, Northern Africa, and Western Asia, and 32% in Sub-Saharan Africa. Even when women are employed, they're typically paid less and have less financial and social security than men. Maybe there's something else at play here. Ever worked on a construction site? A union construction site? I have. Where there are both women and men, apprentices and carpenters. Count the blows. I've been a foreman on those sites. Count the blows. Count the number of saw cuts made in a day. They get paid the same, but it ain't the same output at the end of the day. How many days of the month are they out? Are they absent from work because they're having their period or something else? All right? There's reality involved in all of this. Common sense plays in here. And why would we expect to have women doing men's work, if you will, hard physical labor, at the same pay rate if the output at the end of the day is not the same? Would you spend just as much for an inferior machine as you would for a superior machine if the number of widgets per day was your desired goal? No, of course you wouldn't. But they paint this picture as if somehow or another the genders are equal, and they're not equal. And thank God for it. What a boring world we would live in. We probably would have, you know, perished off the planet about the time there was 3 people on the planet. Anyway, back to this again. We're almost out of time. Just a little bit. Chapter 36, Promoting Education and Public Awareness. While basic education provides the underpinning for any environmental and developmental education, where are they going? They're teaching the green agenda at school, right out of the book. The latter needs to be incorporated as an essential part of learning. If you can't capture the wee ones when they're little, you can never teach them to worship Gaia. Both formal education and non-formal education are indispensable to changing people's attitude so that they have the capacity to assess and address their sustainable development concerns. United Nations Agenda 21, Chapter 36, Point 3, Basis for Action. Under education. It is also critical for achieving environmental and ethical awareness, values and attitudes, skills and behavior consistent with sustainable development, and for effective public participation in the decision making. There's your parliament. To be effective, environment and developmental education should deal with the dynamics of both physical, biological, and socioeconomic environment and human in development, and it should be integrated in all disciplines. Be careful where you invest your money, folks, and your time. The United Nations needs to go bye-bye. So do I. I'll be back again tomorrow.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.